Good morning. We continue Chedem Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Kalam Azayin, the Malacha of Kosev, and we're starting Siman Vav. So we mentioned this idea in the introduction that the Malacha of Kosev is the act of taking ink or some medium and writing down and putting it onto some background. So Ksiva requires two aspects: the medium which you create the letter with, and the medium and putting it onto some type of a background. So in the case of the letters are preformed, is there a problem putting those letters on a background? Also, the chaber osiyos shel kesef, the perorach is v'chiyotzibos. You have letters which are formed out of silver. They're already formed from before Shabbos. And they came off of the perorachis. They were attached to the perorachis as some type of inscription, decorative, etc. And they came off. So a person cannot attach those letters to the perorachis. The source of this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says this is also to do. So the Chayyim says he has a solution to maybe where there's going to be mutter. There's Machlokes between Rishon Zalman or Baruch Zatzal and Rishon Feinstein Zatzal. What exactly is the Isser over here? Rishon Zalman explains, like we just said, that Ksiva is the act of taking and creating a letter on a background. So over here, even though the letter is preformed, but putting it on a background is going to be Isser. So according to him, if you have letters which are on a background already, even though you're going to now, let's say, put them into some formation which will hold them in place, so you're attaching them, but if they have the background already, there's no problem. We'll explain more clearly that exactly what that point is in a second. Remersha Zatzal understands that the Isser is the act of settling something in place. See, even if it has a background, but right now if it's free and you settle into place, you attach it, so that itself is similar to the act of Ksiva. There's something known as deluxe Scrabble. So Scrabble, the letter is, each letter is on a piece of tile. The letter already has a background. So you put Scrabble on a regular Scrabble board. We mentioned already that combining letters into words is not kosev. So the letters that exist already, putting them in words is not a problem. So putting the tiles on a regular Scrabble board is not a problem of kosev. However, the Lux Scrabble has a raised plastic ridge around each square. So when you put the tile down, it locks into that spot. It holds it in place. So Carter Marsha playing the deluxe Scrabble, since you're taking something which is free and putting it into place, that it's being held in place, that's similar enough to Kosev that Chazal asserted it. Carter Shlomo Zalman, this is taking a letter and putting it on a background. Over here, the letter is on the background already. The letter is already inscribed on the tile. So you're taking the letter in the background, putting it in place. There's no problem at all. So that's where we see the two ways to understand this. Is there of the Magen Avraham that the Chayyim is quoting? And would have a practical differences between the two. Now, in regards to the case of Scrabble, we're going to see the Chayyim in the next klal talks about something where the derech is to write or to write. There might be exerets or button. See, if people normally play Scrabble by keeping score, writing down the score, so maybe it should be problematic to do because of the exerets that a person might come to write. So that's a separate consideration. So Chayyim says, what can you do? Nearly, Yechabram Ayadei Machat, Derech Shnei Nekabim Levad. Doz Lo Habechiber, Lo Yiskayim, Shoyipo. instead of normally you would sew the letters on. So you take thread and you sew through the, there's a small hole in the bottom, a small hole on the top. And you attach the letter by sewing that through multiple times. Instead of doing that, take a pin and put it through the hole. So to go through the hole and go through the background. And you only do it through two holes. So there's going to be a point of entry of the pin into the bottom of the letter and the parochus. And the second point of entry will go through the second hole of the letter and the parochus again. So the it's two stitches in and out. So since it's only two stitches, eventually the pin can worm itself out of that spot. So the Chayyim says that would be the suggestion that this attachment is not going to have permanency to it. Lo Yiskayim is not going to last. So that's going to be mutter. So we'll, if one needs to do so, that's the way you should do it. We'll clarify more Bezras Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.